You're listening to a rogue edition of Is Good on killradio.org. My guest today is the Osgoods, returning to the show for a second time. It's good to have them back. We're going to listen to some tracks from their CD, Smother and Shrink, and we're going to also get treated to some new live acoustic tunes. So stick around. It's going to be a great show. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and my guest is the Osgoods. Man, that'll never get old. How's it going, guys?
Doing pretty good.
Good day. Welcome back. Why don't we, just for our audience's sake, who may not already be familiar with your music, break down sort of who you are and what you bring to the Osgoods. I know we don't have the full band here today, but we got at least
last band couldn't make it.
66.66% of the major players.
Well, I'm Anthony. I sing lead vocals and play the guitar. And this is Chris.
I'm Chris. I play bass and sometimes guitar, like on today, and sing background and lead vocal in one song.
And
he writes all the music.
Ordinarily, we do have a fantastic drummer, but, you know.
But today he's not fantastic because he's not here.
He's not as fantastic.
He's fantastic doing something else.
So this is a rock trio. How long have you guys been operating together as this cohesive unit?
As this unit, we've been, what has it been?
2 years this month, actually.
Yeah, 2 years.
Oh, wow.
I joined May of 06.
I've been playing some of these songs a little bit longer, maybe 4 years, with different incarnations of the lineup. But
did it start as just It's just you, and then you had, you know, people that you played with. And
it
then
started, yeah, it's, the Osgood started with me and my good friend Colin, who I went to work with, Colin White, I went to school with, I should say. And we started the band. He was a drummer, and we had kind of a string of bass players. And then eventually Colin left, and then eventually that bass player left, and then that's how I kind of found all the rest of the guys through Craigslist and everything else, and it's been good so far.
Now, we have this album, Smother and Shrink, which we were playing last time you guys were on the show. It was like, what was that, like a year, year and a half ago?
It was last year, February, I think, of last year.
Okay, so what's happened to you guys since then? What have you been up to? You've been promoting this album.
We've been trying to promote that record. We're writing, playing, trying to make sure that record is heard and promoted properly before we move on to recording again. But we definitely have been working on tunes, and we'll be playing some of the new stuff tonight.
So the plan is to go on, get another album out there, or you want to see how much you can get out of this one before you
definitely
release another one?
Exactly.
It's probably, we probably haven't done the best job promoting it, so we're gonna see how much better we can do doing that.
Relaunch. Well,
are you guys associated with a label, or you're doing it all on your own?
It's on our own.
It's all indie.
So that's been that's a lot of work. Getting an album out there. What are some of the things you guys have been doing to sort of make sure people hear the album, other than, you know, obviously playing shows?
Well, we tried putting them into stores like Amoeba, but haven't been doing as active a job as we probably could or should have.
And over the net, we've been kind of spreading the word. That's been working lately.
That's the biggest focus.
Doing shows like this and posting everywhere.
We've got it up on more online venues than we did before. It was on iTunes from the get-go, and on, we never realized this, but on Rhapsody, and now we got it up on realmusic.com too.
So the answer to your question is we've been getting our shit together a little bit.
So do you have a sense, you feel like you'll have a sense when you know that you've sort of milked everything you could from this album, that's time to go on to the next one?
I think we will. I actually think the next thing we discussed doing was maybe kind of a rough and tumble, almost live to two track kind of actually acoustic type,
like an
gig.
EP or something,
because we've been playing a lot of this kind of stuff lately and digging it, so we might do a little something that way before we jump into a full tilt production.
Cool. Well, let's jump into a live song now. What do you guys want to play for us first?
I have no idea.
We're gonna warm up a little bit, so we'll play something that's a little older, and then we'll move on to some of the newer material.
All right. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. My guest are the Osgoods. What's up?
This one is called "Baby B9."
Oh yeah.
You're gonna count me.
Okay.
You're pleading, putting down that bed. You said your head is leaking, but can't I never thread it? On the outside, I will describe the situation you got in. I thought you heard me right, you started everything. Baby, be mine, listen. You'll be just fine. Let you wear as a nine. Put a stack in your head tonight. So what's the matter? Well, I mean grand, otherwise your cyst could shatter. Itself inside your mind. From the outside, I will describe situation come a day. I thought you heard me right. You deserted everything. Baby, be mine. Listen, you'll be just fine. The tumor is benign. Let it stack in your head tonight.
tumor is benign, but it's stuck in your head tonight, baby. Be mine. It's stuck in your head tonight, baby. Be mine. In your head.
You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. My guests are the Osgoods. So, the genre that your music fits into, I mean, it's one of those things where it's this but a little bit different, that but a little bit different. You know, it's pop, but it's not that. It's indie rock,
it's a floor
but it's
rock
not that.
Dessert topping.
Yeah. What were some of the things that come to your mind, like in what you're trying to accomplish with the way, you know, how do you want people to talk about your music when they describe it?
I see us, this may or may not be how other people perceive the band, but I perceive us to be sort of in the vein of an Elvis Costello or Joe Jackson, one of those kind of the agitated, well-written songs, somewhat complex songs, but with a lot of energy and bite to them, but tons of hooks. So
were those the kind of artists that inspired you? When
it
you
is. Were... I mean, along with bands like Nirvana, which is one of my favorites, and that is probably do not hear that much in our music, but it's certainly there from a writing standpoint. So it all kind of gets through the melting pot, but that's sort of how I perceive the band to be.
Cool. Let's jump back to the CD for a bit, and we'll come back and do some more live stuff. We'll play another track here. This is called Where I Bleed from the album Smother and Shrink. My guests are the Osgoods. Stick around. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. Back on Is Good on KillRadio.org, hanging out with the Osgoods. MySpace.com/TheOsgoods. Is that the place to go for the most up-to-date
that
info?
That and Osgoods.net.
All right, cool. And I was wondering, like, you know, as you guys have been out there promoting this album and playing a lot of live gigs, is there anything you've learned about the band and about your music from a live performance point of view that's changed for you since we last hung out, you know, a year and a half ago?
Well, I don't know. In going back and listening to this album and the two before it, I realized we may have started out wanting to play them like the recordings as closely as possible, but I realized that there are some pretty distinct differences in how we do them live. I think not for the least of which because there's some stuff like on this album that more than three people have to do to get it to be exact. I mean, there's synth pads and
right.
things like that, you know, we couldn't possibly do unless I got like a pedal board and a MIDI module or something like that. But other than that, it's...
So it's sort of learning to be okay with the song not sounding the way it does in the
yeah.
album.
Yeah, like initially when I first joined the band, I listened to the albums and the key tracks, and I wanted to get them exactly right to make the right impression on Anth and Dan. But the cool thing about being in a trio is as I sort of inserted myself into the group, it became more of a collaborative effort. It's like, well, you know, let's just keep it organic. Let's make it be whatever it wants to be. And, you know, the songs sort of grew into what they are now live, which in some cases don't resemble the studio versions as closely as I would have thought they would.
And the new stuff that we're writing doesn't sound necessarily much like stuff we've done before, you and Dan and I.
True.
As a unit.
So we're evolving as songwriters.
Some of the arrangements are things that I don't think would have ever come to pass if it wasn't the three of us.
Definitely.
Anybody else. So that's why I'm kind of excited about the new stuff and getting that recorded. I feel like we actually have moved on to kind of a different sound.
Well, none of that, because you used to, the stuff you've written prior, you wrote and, you know, the band sort of arranged, but now we're doing more of a collaborative songwriting
Correct.
Effort. And we get together once a week and we, you know, break out new ideas and woodshed on stuff and try to make songs out of them. And it's really more collaborative. It's very, very cool.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was going to go get a sandwich while you guys were talking, but it sounds great. No, I'm totally... refreshing is really an important word, I guess, when you're thinking about playing the same songs like live over and over and over again. And like, you know, there's certain songs from Smother and Shrink that are kind of your, you know, your standout songs, and you know when you're doing a live song you're going to play them. So, you know, being able to switch it up and like change the way you approach it, and then I guess also letting that inform the new songs that you write, that must be really important.
Absolutely.
It is, but, you know, the two standout tracks, two key tracks on that, You're Killing Me and...
No, You Like
no,
Steady.
No, sorry. Steady and... What was it?
You Like Steady and Easy.
And You Made It Easy. Those are the ones we seem to be promoting the most as I don't know, singles, but mm-hmm. I like them a lot, just as they are. So so far, I'm not even close to getting tired of them yet.
Good. That's important. Let's jump into another live song.
Okay. Speaking of collaborations.
Yeah, this is a very, very new one.
Yeah. Ordinarily, Chris plays bass on this, so we'll see how this goes.
All right, whenever you're ready.
Was I doing that in rehearsal?
No. I mean, not for this, but...
All right, ready?
The tongue, the dreaded one that you've been warned about, getting out for the world to ignore. Why should it matter at all in your scene? Didn't come by, you're just one. And I out of stealing from yourself, and you strike like a match in the face of someone else. You think the world is tight.
the switch, that familiar itch. You lay awake at night, try to fight it, but it grows more and more. Why should it matter at all?
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guests are the Osgoods. I can hear it. I don't know if I can articulate it, but I can definitely hear that that is a different style and a different aesthetic than a lot of the music viewers that I've heard before. What do you think it is that's different, that's changed? Like, how is your songwriting evolving, you think? Like, in a specific direction?
No, I can't say that, actually. I just feel like we're taking a little more risks and getting more input at the beginning instead of me coming with a virtually finished song. I'll come with an idea that will then go off in a different direction based on how the three of us interpret it. So I kind of feel the way you do, where it's like I can't put my finger on what's different about it, but I know that when we kind of run it through the whole band filter, comes out a little different, and for me right now, a little more interesting than it would have been.
And Chris, do you think sort of the time that you've now been a part of the trio, you've gotten to understand, you know, Anthony's style of writing better, definitely, so that you can pick up more immediately what he's going for and then insert, you know, your influence?
Definitely. We've definitely hooked on a like wavelength when it comes to writing. And you know, for instance, I might come up with a bridge or some kind of a pre-chorus or even, you know, an entire phrase that might be missing, or maybe a key change, things like that, where we hear it and we know that there's something not quite right. It still needs to be a little more to it, and working it out is a fairly easy process together. I've never been very prolific. I think I've probably written 10 songs in my entire life all by myself. It's a very cathartic experience almost, but writing with Anth is a lot more pleasant, because I think having two brains working on it, for me anyway, is a lot more productive and easier, just to get something out and something that works and that sounds good.
And you're probably a lot less likely to introduce something into a song that Anthony's going to be like, what? Haven't you ever heard the music that I do before? Like, why would you think I would like this?
Well, not only that, but, you know, there's always the risk of plagiarizing yourself or others when you don't have anybody to bounce ideas off of. And so there's that checks and balance that comes in handy.
Singer-songwriter-itis, I think it's called. Yeah,
exactly.
Cool. Let's listen to another track from Smother and Shrink, and then we'll come back and do some more live songs. So stick around. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Turn on the TV, the static I can see. Yeah. How long do you wait? Content to contemplate another wasted day. Yeah. You'll never hear me say it out loud. They hate, and I'll just have to wait it out. And I don't have to be afraid. Every dog will have his day, and that will have to do for now. I can't let it out. Say it out loud. It's not about.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guests are the Osgoods, myspace.com/theosgoods, and osgoods.net. I'm sure we talked about it the last time. Just remind me once again what the significance of the name is.
It's
just because it's near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, it's not a good story. It's unfortunately, I wish I should probably make something up. But it's short for Osgood Slaughter Disease, or disorder, which is something that affects growing boys when their shin kind of gets separated from their kneecap, and then a little protrusion of calcium happens, and that's considered an Osgood. And I don't know. We were wanted to come up with something that had personal significance but had some kind of mystique to it. And no, there is no also. That's it. That's the whole
But if I recall, there was this kind of running theme through some of your music about fear and disease and anxiety and loss.
That's true.
So it is kind of connected
Thank
to that.
Thank you. That gives
it
some significance. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's right yeah. there.
Next
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
I'm going with that.
Are you still writing about a lot of those things, or has, like, you know, the style of your music has changed a little bit? Has the content of it changed as well?
I don't think so. Song we're going to play is about leprosy. So I'd like to say
it's the old pop songwriter's trick. You take a
The song's not called Keep the Tip, is
it? A morose lyric, and you rap it in a very happy-sounding melody and chord structure, and you fool your audience.
Yeah. And that's... So yeah, you trick them with pop into thinking that it's
exactly.
that it's
throw
happy.
A heavy lyric in, a light-sounding song, and you got a masterpiece, so sort of.
Well, on that note, I think we must go to this song. What's it called?
It's called Lullaby.
Lullaby.
All right, you're listening to Isgood on killradio.org. This is the Osgoods. Check it out. Thank you. All right, you're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. My guests are the Osgoods. That's an exhausting song, huh, instrumentally.
A lot of playing going on.
Yeah, I was going to comment on that. I mean, it's you really take your time with that song, and you give a lot of room for doing a lot of instrumental work, which, again, is something, you know, it's pop, but a little bit different. You don't hear quite so much of that, particularly with the bass. You know, like you are, Chris, you're playing the bass in this music in a very... you know, notable way, and
kind
you're
of
not.
Front.
Yeah, I mean, you're not, and you're also, you know, doing backup vocals, so it's you're not just in the background, you know, keeping the rhythm, as bass players often do. And
exactly.
I remember Anthony, you mentioned that, you know, in your earlier incarnations of the band, you went through a series of bass players.
Right.
So now that, you know, Chris, you're sort of a part of the trio, you're actually like really a part of it, and not just in the
really
band.
Really in the roots and stuff. In
Chris
there.
Doesn't just hold down the, you know, the roots of the chords. He actually makes a very vital contribution with every bass line. And I think that's part of the idea of the three-piece that all of us like. Gives everybody a little bit of room to stretch out. More stuff you add, the harder it is to kind of be more expressive with your playing. So that, and it's a hell of a pain in the ass to get even three people in the same room at the same time.
Tell me
about
it.
I don't want to do four.
Yeah.
No, but in that song we just played, also that kind of middle section that sounded a little bare is like kind of a section where Dan goes off on drums, so. Mm-hmm.
Dan, we miss you.
Yeah.
He's listening to that now, and he's thinking, "Oh, he's probably tapping on his on his lap while
he's playing along." Yeah. So he's got the full instrumentation in his head.
So yeah.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about some of your live experiences that you've had over the past year and a half. Like, is there anything that sort of sticks out as really being great, you know, it's really being like, you know, we want to recapture that when we perform live. Like, have you gotten a sense of what makes for a really good Osgoods performance?
Not really.
Sometimes, performance-wise, I feel a lot of times when we have kind of the perfect combination of feeling loose and but yet focused. Because when the show, if the show were to be a little less than par, it would be because we'd be too anxious, too rushed, or taking too,
or a little bit too relaxed.
There's a very fine line between being too sober and too drunk.
That's right. It is exactly one and three quarters.
A little bit of
beer.
Liquid encouragement goes a long way.
Yeah, and that's true of all situations, not just music.
Is
I
that
think.
Right?
Probably true.
Where everybody's.
I know that.
Except driving, I guess.
Probably a good idea.
Except flying an airplane.
Fly that philosophy behind the wheel. But I find myself getting a little anxious before every show, you know, getting ready to go and leaving the house. I'm always a little bit amped up and kind of high strung, and it's because I always look forward to the show. And I know, Anthony, you've got a little anxiety going into a show as well, right?
Is it based more on how well you think you'll perform as a musician, or on how well you think the audience will receive your work?
I worry about actually primarily my gear not working.
So it's just the technical elements
like
of doing
like
live
like it would just
performance.
Come to a screeching halt. But I also worry about, you know, if my voice isn't feeling that good that day or whether or not the turnout will be there. And there's just a lot of things. But then once we get going and we start playing the rock music.
It's a crapshoot.
Melting some faces. seeing a million faces and rocking
like
them all.
After like a third song, we settle into a groove and it usually kind of pans out. There's a mix on stage that... It's kind of rare to get it right in the pocket, but there's a spot that, you know, from where I'm standing, if I hear just enough of Dan, just enough of Anthony, it sounds just heavenly, and it's a great feeling. But it doesn't happen all the time. It's always the quest to get to that perfect kind of Nirvana-like state on stage.
Right, it can't happen all the time. That would ruin the times that it happens.
Would. You can't have perfection all the time.
And Anthony, have you seen your voice or your style of singing evolve in any direction, or is there anything you've been working on?
No, I wouldn't say particularly. I mean, I think at this point I've got kind of a pretty set style in terms of delivery, but I think we've been messing around with kind of the pitches a little bit, trying to add a little more variation. I've been trying to have the verses maybe be lower so it builds up to a louder, screamier bit, whereas before it was a little more... kind of within a shorter range.
It was a little safer, you think?
Yeah, dynamic. A little safer vocally.
More
so
dynamic.
Yes. So right. We try to build to something.
You guys ready for one more live song?
Sure.
Hell yeah.
All right, so we're gonna toy with some different instrumentation now. We have a the robot version of Dan.
This is Dan
right?
in a box. Dan, we our plug, apologies.
Plug and, Dan in over here.
I have not heard Dan in a box. So we're gonna hope
hey,
that
I'm springing this on you.
I will be able to figure it out.
It's a good name for a song.
All right, I think we can do this.
Okay.
Like we rehearsed it.
Just like we didn't have a chance to rehearse.
Just like we didn't rehearse it. Oh my god.
That was great. That sounded awesome. You guys
it's like the first time we've ever
that was a lot of work
used
though,
a
huh?
drum machine.
We had a few panic moments in there, but
that's actually stressful. I don't know how bands do that with, you know, computers on stage and sequencing and all that stuff. That's nerve-wracking.
Well, but you were actually changing up the drums live on the drum machine. You didn't have it all sequenced out.
I was too lazy to program the whole song, so I just made a couple of variations.
For like the bridge and the chorus.
And I worked out when I was supposed to press the buttons, but this is that whole performance anxiety thing.
I thought it works.
Thank you.
Anthony, you mentioned earlier in the show that you guys have been doing more acoustic and laid-back gigs, kind of not unlike what we're doing right now.
Uh-huh.
Is there a reason for that? I mean, is it just because there's more? I know a lot of venues now are realizing, like, oh, hey, we have a closet we could put a band in.
I think it actually comes out of people who come to see us. There are some people who come to see the acoustic show that go, when are you guys doing another one of those? I love the acoustic shows.
So that kind of style resonates with them more than the harder.
Exactly. I think that, the vocal harmonies come through better, obviously, mm-hmm. without roaring guitars and all that. And so people who kind of dig that aspect of the band tend to favor those acoustic shows. And then the rest of the time, the three of us have a need to melt faces.
And the face-melting crowd, do they forgive you for the acoustic shows? Do they come? And
yeah, so far.
Yeah, actually, there's sort of a crossover between both audiences. Mm-hmm. It's just, a way to increase the number of venues that we can play.
Where can people go to get their faces melted next?
We actually don't have anything in the books right now because we had one fall through. But if you go to osgoods.net or MySpace, I'm sure within the next couple of days we'll have something posted up there. You can go to our website and on the contact page, join our mailing list, which is just a couple of newsletters a month, let you know what we're up to, and maybe come to check out a live show.
Any sort of general plans for the next year, like, going on tour? Or I know you're going to work on a new album soon.
Yeah, I think we're going to we're focusing now kind of broadening the fan base and getting the most recent CDs, Smother and Shrink, to as many people as possible. And then we're thinking about getting some new material recorded.
Cool.
Either a live electric show or... Something. Unplugged or something, whatever happens to suit us at the moment.
Nice. And how many new songs are you already working with? I mean, we heard a couple today. Do you have a sort of library that's constantly growing?
Five completed songs.
Yeah, 5 to 7 ideas, almost songs. So we got a little ways to go before we can make a full length, but.
But you got all the songs on deck, ready to.
We got songs on deck, and also one thing that we like to do, and Chris always encouraged this, is to kind of go back to the older stuff sometimes and rework it, and because those older songs to us aren't necessarily bad, but they're that good, and if we can kind of reframe them and reinterpret them, we do them in different keys sometimes, and
it's a great
slow
idea.
Them down.
Yeah, because they reflect the band the way the band was at that time, but now it's
it's still Osgood's music. In fact, we even revamped a website now. We've got not only Smother and Shrink on iTunes and Rhapsody and eMusic, but we also have Automatic Do Over up there now. Both you can buy the CD or do the download, and since the first. Was it Manager's EP? Assistant Manager's EP is out of print. We just threw up on our website,
threw up on it.
For free. So the whole songs are up there, 128 kilobit, like you were talking about. A nice MP3 quality, just free download.
Nice.
Just to get it out there.
Guys, it was great hanging out with you again.
Thank you, John.
Look forward to more Osgood's music.
Pleasure to be here.
We'll sign off with one more track from Smother and Shrink, and this episode will be available for download probably tonight or tomorrow from myspace.com/thisisgood. It'll also be integrated into the Osgood's profile on isgoodmusic.com, which is currently in beta testing, so go ahead and check it out. And that's it. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org.